Shop.
Oh, whew. Dude, you gotta air this place up. Holy shit. Whew. Sounds like a $20 whore in here. What's going on, Denny?
Hey, man, what's going on, Chris? No, I've been locked in the shop for weeks now.
Hey, so let's peel you away from the grind, and let's just talk a little, let's talk a little prop stuff, man. Let's,
prop stuff.
Get a little loose.
Is that why you're here? Oh, my God. All right, so let's talk props. You know, I spent a little time this month thinking about what haven't we talked about, and then I turned to my project list and said, wait a minute, there's something that I've hardly worked with at all that I know there has to be a great haunt application for, and the coolest part is I've never seen it before. So for any of the minions out there who are looking for something different, Chris, have you ever heard about something called electroluminescent panels or wire?
You know, I have not heard of that, so fill me in.
Imagine it looks like weed eater cord, you know, the thick plastic cord you put on your weed eater. It's colored wire that once you connect it to a power source, glows like neon. It's amazing stuff. It's super cool because it'll come in a roll. You hook it up to either a battery pack or the wall, and the stuff glows bright. It comes in every color under the rainbow, from white to blue to red to yellow, aqua, whatever. It's fairly inexpensive, and it's kind of a new hot thing. It's trendy in clubs. That's how I got my hands on it. But then I thought, wait a second. Just like, you know, any good haunter will do, how can I apply this to the haunting genre? So I started thinking about it, and I came up with some great ideas.
Give me some kind of an application. What do you think we could do with this?
All right, so what I'm doing with them right now, the reason I'm working with them is because I have this really badass techno club dragon. It's like a Chinese dragon that people are going to get like a puppet and walk to the club several times a night. What they asked me for was to have the dragon scales kind of light up and glow, very Tron. Picture Tron. That's what they were going for. So I immediately dug into what application can I put to use this, and I came across the EL wire. The cool thing about the EL wire is, number one, it can be battery powered, which we all love, but it doesn't have to be. There's converters, there's different kinds of power sources you can get. From a battery perspective, 120 feet only uses less than an amp of power, so that's fantastic. There's very little drain for 120 feet of light cable. Cost is a huge benefit. I found it as cheap as $1 a foot. Some of it is, it depends on the thickness of the wire, can be up to $2 a foot. But if you think about 50 feet of light for $50, that's pretty good. It's super flexible. You can do it in coils. You can wrap it around things. You can run it underneath stuff. It produces absolutely no heat. So you've got this wire or these flat panels. The panels are kind of like a sheet of paper. They've got little tiny nodes wrapped around the entire outside of the paper, and you can cut this any way you want to. So you can cut it in the shape of a heart, in your case, Chris. But as long as you keep a positive and a negative piece on there to connect to, you can cut it any way you want to. And the EL wire is the same way. You can cut it in any length. So you've got the wire you can cut in any length. You've got the papers you can cut in any panels. What about haunt applications? Well, crap, what if you had a robot theme or a space theme where you're doing some kind of a spacecraft? It's very high-tech looking. It's, you know, like I said, picture Tron. But my favorite application is like a Mad Lab. So, gee, Denny, how would you turn this into some sort of a Mad Lab application? Well, think about this. Everybody wants a Tesla coil or a Jacob's ladder or something like that going on in there. They've got these huge control panels. They're supposed to light up and flash. And, man, that's perfect because in addition to the light source and the coil, a lot of the adapters you can buy, you can opt in for sequencers, which are programmable, so you can have the red light up, then the blue light up, then the yellow light up. So this thing's constantly active. It can even be interactive if you wanted it to. Or you can opt in for sound activated options. So when people talk, it goes off, or if you had haunt music, it goes off, or if there's a big bang, all of a sudden everything lights up. So how you use it, I mean, the applications are absolutely endless.
You've just blown my socks right off. Seriously, I am barefoot right now because you just blew my socks off.
Yeah, it still smells better in here.
There's got to be another application for this stuff.
Yeah, you know, there's something else that I haven't tried nor have I seen, and I think it would be really super cool. So we got these dot rooms that everybody used to do. They're big probably with the home haunters still. Well, you know, for those who don't know, you spray paint dots all over the wall, and then you get a spandex black suit, and you put the same dots in the suit, and the person becomes invisible in that room under certain lighting conditions or whatever. They can jump out and scare. Well, I saw some of these spandex suits that actually have these things built into the suit. So you put this black spandex suit on, and you've got this EL wire going all through it. And I would imagine if you did the rest of the room the same way, it would be a really cool effect. You could even take it as far as a vortex tunnel. I personally just made a purchase. I got a programmable controller that I can sequence them however I want. It has 10 channels, so I can run 10 different colors lights if I choose. And each cord of line coming out of this thing is 40 feet long. So I'm getting 400 feet of programmable light cord on this thing. And I think the whole rig cost me like $700. I mean, it wasn't much at all. So we talked about the EL wire. We talked about the EL panels. That's pretty cool. But let me throw you one last bone, and then I'll leave you alone. Something else I'm working with this particular project with is something called CryoSmoke. And what CryoSmoke is it's basically just a CO2 canister with a nozzle and a gun. What's cool about it is when used in conjunction with all this other stuff, let's talk about, for instance, a spaceship look. You've got all this EL wire. You got these panels. Everything's lighting up. Someone's walking through a tunnel. Well, you want to probably hit them with some kind of eerie smoke to get this mood in here. Well, you could use a traditional fogger, or you could go with a CryoSmoke application. CryoSmoke is cool because it's loud. It comes out like an air cannon. It's ice cold, and it dissipates instantly. So you've got this real techno Tron thing going on. You get the panels, you get the wires, and then you hit them with the smoke on top of it. I think it's a really cool effect.
Is there a demonstration online somewhere? I'm sure there is.
If you go online, you check out CryoSmoke, you'll come up with a million different companies. Just like the EL wire, it's the new, hottest, latest, and greatest thing.
For all the little club heads, the little techno house heads. That...
Hey, you know, I'm a whore, man. I'll make my money where I can.
Whatever.
But what's super cool about the CryoSmoke is it's all self-contained. When you make your purchase, you get your CO2 canister. It's actually rigged in a different way than a normal CO2 canister is, so it works better. It comes with a backpack. It comes with a hose. It comes with a gun. So basically all you do is you buy this, you go fill it up with CO2, and you can walk around spraying people with basically an air cannon that fires smoke. Perfectly safe, loud, exciting, fun. You get the idea.
Dude, we're going clubbing when I get out to Vegas. You're going to blow CryoSmoke right up your ass.
Yeah, well, welcome to my garage right now where I have 50,000 different colors strung across the room. I'm testing cryo sprayers, carving a dragon's head.
All right, is that it?
That's it, man. I got to get back to work, dude. Why are you bothering me?
Hey, at least you don't have to edit this thing.
Yeah, they're only hearing about 5% of the conversation. I guess that's probably better for them.
It is better for them. All right, my man.
All right, well, hey, let me sign this off with, you know, it's a lot of fun to buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to build one. So get out there and build something.
Podcast.
Haunting Halloween and Horror.